couple minutes at the top of the hour. Every week at this time, every Wednesday night, we like to speak to one of the contributors for AnchorRising.com. AnchorRising.com, of course, is a political blog here in Rhode Island that is very logical, very entertaining, and very conservative, and we appreciate that. Andrew Morse is one of the contributors. Mr. Morse, how are you, sir?
Oh, very good. And can we quote you on that?
Yes.
The best political blog in the United States?
Or? I think so. I don't know what weight it's going to carry, but hey, you know what? For whatever it's worth, you're more than welcome to it.
Oh, thanks. We appreciate that.
So give me a little synopsis of a couple of the postings you have up today from yesterday and from today, correct?
Yes. Well, we're taking on kind of a big picture question here mm-hmm. at Anchor Rising. We're trying to figure out whether people are good for the planet and for society in general. Do you
people.
Happen to see the Projo editorial page on Monday?
You know what? I did not see this editorial that you were talking about, but it's linked on the website, so if people go there, they can click on it and actually read it.
Yeah, they have this editorial where they throw out this blanket statement that there are too many people in the world. And that's just kind of a big thing to throw out there, you know, without... You know, they just kind of make it as an assertion and assume that it's obvious.
These are the population experts at the Providence Journal, the editorial board?
Apparently so. and this is something, you know, you see creeping up in a lot of corners of the Internet and even some of the mainstream media that,
yes.
you know, that we need to get rid of. We need fewer people to control global warming,
right.
prevent mass starvation,
yep.
And that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole other side to this argument that has to be investigated, that especially in the 20th century and or the 21st century now, in the developed world,
mm-hmm.
we have economies and a welfare state based on the fact that there's going to be another generation that comes along after us that's going to help pay for, you know, the retirees and the people that have gone forth.
Right. In order, basically, you look at the things like Social Security. We're paying for, we need more workers now to pay for the massive
yeah.
Baby boomer generation that's about to retire.
And there's kind of a natural development to this. So you have older people that want, you know, they've got their money that they've built up over the lifetime,
mm-hmm.
but they want a nice, you know, stable, comfortable life. But they take some of their money, they lend it to the young whippersnappers who go out and take their youthful energy, and they create all kinds of new value, and then they give a portion of that back to the old people in both Social Security and that sort of thing, and in sort of, you know, what you think of like as market growth,
mm-hmm.
the thing that powers, you know, the stock market and 401k,
right.
stuff like that.
Retirement
the problem rates. Being is now if you start to put these limits and saying, all right, well, let's reduce the number of people that are coming in the next generation, you throw that whole system out of whack, and I don't think anybody can predict how that will go or whether it's a good idea.
Now, not having read the Providence Journal editorial, I mean, are they advocating some sort of statutory restrictions on how many people we can, procreation?
Well, it's actually, they're talking more about controlling population in the third world, which raises a whole another set of issues there that, you know, you have one.
Well, I was going to say, because the population...
You know, like the Bush administration and stuff gets a reputation for being neocons and imperialists and stuff like that
right.
for their military stuff. I don't know how well it kind of flies with a country saying the United States says you have to have fewer children because there's too many of you to keep the world moving forward on a stable basis.
Well, I mean, they have factual evidence to back up the fact that these, you know, to back up their the assertion that those are the people who are procreating at a large amount.
Yes, in fact, if you look at, there's a whole bunch of European countries where they're not producing enough people to sustain their own populations going into the future.
Well,
there's going to be like no Ukrainians in 50 or 100 years.
If you
so.
Look at the United States of America, the people who are having the most children are people who are of the culture of Mexico, people who are, you know, sometimes illegal or illegal aliens.
Yeah, I haven't seen the breakdown. I know that if you look at the United States population as a whole, we're about at replacement level, it's called right now.
Right about that.
Every
point.
Couple's having about two kids, and that means there'll be as many Americans in
That's
a generation
fascinating.
From now as there are now.
So the environmentalists out there might have to rethink a specific their specific save the population or save your make a small family philosophy
yes,
out there.
But it doesn't fly very well with the typical sort of political correctness that you see, the who you have
no.
to tell to...
Well, you know, it's funny, if you ever get a chance to, and I've played it before on the show, go on YouTube and look up Captain Planet population control episode. Ted the Turner, back in the day, had his cartoon telling kids, if you're going to have a small family, if you're going to have a family, make it a small one, because there's a lot of people on the planet. So this
yeah.
is, it's very funny. Andrew Morse is from Anchor Rising. Thank you very much, Andrew. I appreciate it. Very interesting post, and we'll have everybody go and read it up and post their comments.
Me on.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Andrew Morse from Anchor Rising. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in the next hour.